And Doc, we have a guest in studio today.
Time for our monthly conversation with His Eminence, the Mayor of Sioux Falls. Mike Huther in the studio. Good morning, sir.
Nice to be back, man. And another great month down and great things to come.
Are you the honorable? Is that the title of a mayor? What's the mayor? Do you have a...
I'm not going there. It's Mayor Mike, and that's about it.
What did you call mayors before you?
You know, I will always, whether someone is in public service or they've completed public service, no matter what, I will always recognize them by, you know, Mayor Munson or Governor this or Representative that. Mm-hmm. That's how I just do it. For example, I'll Mayor Rick Nobe. Mm-hmm. I still call him Mayor Nobe, even though it was a long time ago that he served.
Yeah. What about if someone is, do you pick the high, what? Which one do they get? Do they get the highest?
Oh, if they've gone from
Governor to Congressman?
Right.
Yes.
What do they get? Do they get Congressman? What if they're retired from both?
Ooh.
Well, normally you would probably do the highest level. But honestly, whenever I think of Governor Janklow, even though he served at maybe a higher level, I still always remember him as the governor.
What if they were a good mayor and a terrible governor?
Then which one do you go with? Boy, these are hard-hitting questions this morning for
this,
the mayor.
Did you?
No. And that's one thing about this show. I never know where it's going.
Get in line.
Yeah. That makes three of us. All right, I actually do have a direction to go here. We asked on Facebook for some questions for the mayor. I've got one here that is hard-hitting and one that's a softball that you're going to enjoy answering very much. Which one would you like first?
Give me the hard-hitting.
All right.
I knew he was going to say that.
Why does the city have a fireworks ban if they don't enforce it? Which is funny, because they do a lot of enforcing on that.
That's like everything, you know, whether it's red light running, whether it's drinking while driving, whether it's, you know, putting flowers in your boulevard or texting and driving or fireworks ban. You know, I'll get comments like that. You know, hey, mayor, why don't you ever enforce this stuff? Well, folks, we do. The issue is that you can't put a police officer on every corner, every hour of the day. I mean, you could, but it would cost you an inordinate amount of taxpayer dollars. So what you do is you try to proactively enforce these things as well as reactively enforce these things. And that's what we do. You know, we submitted, I think it was over, we went on 350 calls that night, gave some warnings, gave some fines. But, you know, the perception will be, oh, they didn't do anything that night, when in fact that's not true.
Because it was my neighbor who was lighting them off at 2 o'clock in the morning and you guys never showed up.
Well, and the impression is, of course, that night, a firework, when it goes in the air and it makes noise, well, you can hear it for miles. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't even have to be your next door neighbor. The perception is, oh my gosh, the police isn't enforcing anything. And that's just not the case.
That one came from Jeremy. Here's the next one. How come you guys are hassling me about my fireworks, man?
Well, that's great. That's
both
great.
Sides of the story.
I was funny. Someone in the town of Sioux Falls, I might add, on Facebook was posting pictures all night.
Yes.
They posted a status on Facebook that said, geez, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. Enough with the fireworks already. Where's the police when you need them? And I went, that's curious. I scrolled back through. At 11:45, he posted a picture of himself blowing off fireworks.
Oh, really?
He was fine with the 11:45.
He ran out.
Right. He was happy with it at midnight, 1 o'clock. It was too late.
It's one thing about being a public servant, too, whether you're the mayor, the governor, a senator. Everybody, we have these things that we're passionate about, that we think should be the highest priority of the day or of the year. And that's that balance. You know, how do you meet everybody's wishes, everybody's needs, everybody's priorities, and doing it within the confines of limited taxpayer dollars or limited resources? So it's a good part of the job. It's a bad part of the job. And in this case, you know, was it Jeremy? Jeremy's mad about fireworks. Mm-hmm. And then you'll have 100 others. Heck with the fireworks. Let's talk about texting and driving. Right, let's talk about more money for, you know, Jason Aldean concert so we get more, you know, more fun stuff like that. So it's just it's a balance.
Let's talk about something you mentioned there, the Flowers on the Boulevard just came up. It's I would imagine that's kind of a tough one to enforce simply because people's views of what looks great is different.
Hallelujah. And I just got done on another radio station talking about that. You know,
let's get rid of some of those radio stations too.
We have too many.
This is one of your partners though, so be careful. But anyways, I agree with you. I'm not a big fan of codes or laws. I'm not a policy guy. But at the same time, if you are going to have these codes or these laws, I think you should try to enforce them as best you can. This particular topic, I'm going, how in the world are you ever going to enforce it? Mm-hmm. You know, 20% of the boulevard can be used for something other than grass, and it can only be so high. And then you're going to go, oh my gosh, the amount of money it's going to take to try to enforce this or figure this out, to me, it's a nightmare. And then we've already got laws or codes on the books about this. And you folks know, you can go, in about 5 minutes' time, I can find someone who's already doing it, breaking the law, and we've allowed it. So again, it's one of those things where I really struggle with this one.
What's the current ordinance?
Basically, you're not supposed to put anything in there.
Just grass.
Lawns, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just grass.
And some people want to be able to put in flowers.
Some people are.
Yeah.
And so I'm going, well, now we're going to do this thing where it's 20%. And I'm going, what? Yeah,
get the tape measures out. Mm-hmm.
How are you ever going to deal with that? So I really struggle with this one. And again, we'll continue the dialogue.
Can I ask a dumb question? What's the big deal? Why do people want to plant things in the boulevard?
Well, it comes down to personal preference. Mm-hmm. Some people think that, the best look is green grass. Others don't want to maintain grass, so they want to put in rock or something like that. And then you've got others who want to put in tomato plants, want to put in flowers, want to do whatever because they find that is productive or beautiful or whatever. And so I think from a consistency standpoint, the city has tried to have a uniform approach, and that doesn't always work.
Okay.
I'd totally do pumpkins if I could.
Sweet corn.
Yeah. All right, here's the question you're going to love. This is a good one. We have two questions that are basically the same thing. Jamie and Julie. Jamie says we need more restaurants on the northwest side of town, and Julie says we need a gas station on the northwest side of town. Any plans for one? Let's talk about development on the northwest side of Sioux Falls.
Jamie and Julie.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie and Julie, I mean, hang on to your shorts because that is one of the fastest growing parts of our town. And has been for probably the last 2 years. And you have not seen anything yet. The brand new Super Walmart opens out there, actually in about the next 2 weeks, I think it opens. And once that sprouts up, boom, boom, boom. There will be restaurants. There will be gas stations. There will be more retail. There will be more housing. There will be more fire stations, more libraries, more this, more that. That northwest side of town is just going kaboom. And so hang on. You haven't seen anything yet.
Another one. Hey, when are you going to quit encroaching on my farm? I'm in the northwest. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
when we talk about, well, it came up in the last election. Oh, yeah. I mean, that is what the job of the mayor and the city council, I mean, that's what you guys are doing is trying to expand and still trying to do it smartly and trying to, whether correctly or incorrectly, I'm not casting judgment either way, but that's what you guys are there for.
Thank you. You're there to not only create economic development opportunities, improve quality of life, attract people to your town, help make it grow, but at the same time, to your point, it's very valid, you need to manage that growth. Stay one step ahead of that growth. Do it in a prudent fashion so that it doesn't get out of hand and that your town stays, you know, vibrant and clean and safe. Mm-hmm. And so, that's one of the challenges that you have as mayor or councilor or whatever it would be.
How do you do with city planning? How do you, if you've ever, and this has been an issue for years and years, the 41st and Louise, the 41st, busy, busy, busy. How do you expand or take the pressure off that? How do you literally make that work? It's such a crowded street. How do you alleviate that? Do you expand it?
One of the biggest things that we've done in the city to alleviate the pressure on the mall area is we've tried to encourage competition across our city. Mm-hmm. Probably the biggest one to date is at Dolly Farms on the east part of town. You know, to take that pressure off of the movie theater, off of the mall, off of the Target, off of the Walmart, do it in another area of town. And we did that at Dolly Farms mm-hmm. on the east side. Well, guess what's next? Now you've got the Walmart on the northwest part of town, and then another super Walmart over there on by 85th Street in Minnesota. That will create other alternatives for people to get stuff, to go shopping, to go out to eat, maybe go to another movie theater or whatever. That's the ultimate thing to do. And at the same time, improve the capacity of those roads that are around those locations today.
Yeah, Jamie and Julie could have asked that same question about the northwest side of town. Yeah. They could have said that about the east side of town 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And
thank you.
It just exploded the same way.
And as quickly as some things seem to happen here in Sioux Falls, realize that it's all a process and it takes time. Just because they build a Target on the east side doesn't mean that everything's going to be peachy keen over on the west side of town. It's right. You know, it's a process.
Thank you for that. And I'll just mention this to your listeners. This is a wonderful problem to have.
True. Not a lot of mayors have this issue.
It's a wonderful problem to have. We've got record growth, record construction, one of the lowest unemployment rates in the country. We're still adding money to our piggy bank every year. And then, of course, CNN covered Sioux Falls mm-hmm, 2 weeks mm-hmm. ago. I mean, here we are on CNN. The world is finding out about Sioux Falls and how we're doing it so well so that they can teach others across the United States and the world how to run a city effectively. And I'm just so proud of these people, proud of this town, proud of our success. And again, it's a great problem to have.
Great. Now everybody's going to want to live here.
Right.
Well,
what are you going to do about overcrowding?
That's right. That's right. Or traffic. Or
all this money that we have sitting in the.
Yeah. But again, it's I love being the mayor of this town, and we're doing great things. But we're not stopping now. There's even more we can do.
Well, you got any big plans before you get? You got any unveiled plans before you leave office?
I don't know if we talked about this on your program, and it's kind of a little scoop. But, you know, we've talked about the Florida-Georgia line and the Jason Aldean mm-hmm. concert mm-hmm. being the opener for the event center. 92.5 listeners, listen to this. What we're going to do is we're actually going to have a soft opening for a couple of weeks prior to that concert.
Oh.
Okay? Mm-hmm, and it'll give mm-hmm. all of you listening an opportunity to come out to the new event center. And for the most part, it's going to be free. Okay?
Cool.
And so it'll give you an opportunity to go in there, check out the place, mm-hmm. eat the food, drink the beer, maybe listen to some entertainment on a smaller scale. But that's going to happen over about a two-week period of time prior to that big grand opener with Jason Aldean. And so I hang in there because, one of the concerns we talked about last time was, Mayor, I can't get tickets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Eric Church, I couldn't get in. Jason Aldean, I couldn't get in. Cher, I couldn't get in. We want to get you in. And so we're going to provide you an opportunity. For the most part, it'll be free. There's some other things coming out that'll be cheap. But not free.
Okay.
But we're going to get you in there, Sioux Falls. We're going to get you in there, South Dakota. We're going to get you in there, listening audience. And we'll do that prior to the Jason Aldean concert.
One of the last things I want to talk about, my last question, is I think a lot of people have seen pictures. We've seen it in the paper, maybe seen it on TV or on Facebook. Tell me about the Arc of Dreams.
Sure. The Arc of Dreams is a venture where they want to keep Sculpture Walk growing and improving. Well, they want to take it to an all new level, and that's by creating a piece of sculpture for our city on private land. One half of it would go where Raven mm-hmm. corporate headquarters are, and the other half would go where Sharapa Place is today. And it would basically span the river, and it's an arc. It'll be privately funded for the most part. They're looking for donations today. And their goal is to get that thing up and built by 2016 if they can secure the funding.
I saw the artist rendering. It looks mm-hmm. pretty darn cool.
Well, it is unique. You've got the Gateway Arch in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. But this is going to be different, and that's it for a couple things. It's, again, taking the sculpture walk to an all new level, creating another tourist attraction, as well as to talk about, you know, the dreamers of our city, those women and men before us that have helped Sioux Falls become what it is, and we'll celebrate that a little bit too.
That's cool. It will just look nice. It'll look neat. That's the kind
It'll
of the
be
point
a landmark,
of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Again, you're going to have some naysayers as well.
Sure.
Not everybody agrees with this stuff, but again, I think that it's something new. There's some risk. There's some expense involved.
Sure.
But I think their heart and their head and their gut all mean well, and ultimately, we'll. I think that's what drives our city. And it's made us very, very successful.
We'll be like, I imagine the lights, and it'll go blue some nights for.
Look at you. Yeah,
I got all sorts
of things.
Plans.
Orange for Halloween.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do we have a flag yet? We've been looking at a flag for Sioux Falls. What's the city's take on this flag issue? If you don't know, there's a petition online and a webpage where the voting is over now, where you could submit a design for a Sioux Falls flag.
City flag.
And then vote on it. What's the city's official take on this?
Well, I've been waiting for somebody to ask me, and this is going to sound crazy. I don't really have a good answer. I don't have a take yet. I'm still kind of evaluating it myself. You know, I listened to a program where they talked about there's 90-some designs out there, and these folks want to get it down to 10 and then get it down to 5. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know if there's a process to do this or how to do it. So I'm a little embarrassed.
Sure. Well,
I don't have a take. I don't
it's
know.
It's not city sanctioned. This didn't start in your office.
No. So I don't
Did
know.
Did you go vote?
I've not voted. I've not looked at it other than but I've been listening to the dialogue a little bit, and you know, here I am on this station today with not a good answer. You know, it's again, I'm not against thinking differently, thinking outside of the box, taking some risks. So I'm not going to poo-poo the idea, but I think I'll let the process play itself out a little bit before I have a take.
All right.
That's a fair answer.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else before you go? Well, and by the way, we do this every month. If you ever have a question for the mayor you want us to ask, just email us or go on Facebook and send us a message, and we'll sure ask you.
I think that, you know, for the listeners of this program, hang on. I think that you're going to see big events announced still yet this year, but I think 2015 will be a year like we've never had before in this city when it comes to quality life events, whether it be bigger concerts, bigger events in our parks. We've been busy now in the summer. We're going to take it to an all new level, even in the winter, because you know why? We're going to have a brand new spanking indoor event center. We're going to have a brand new spanking indoor Shields Ice Complex, a brand new spanking indoor tennis complex. We're now going to work on an indoor swimming pool. And I think that, you know, we're trying to find a way to enjoy every single day, even in those winter months where we would just sit around and drink beer and eat nachos with a bunch of cheese on it.
Wait a minute.
Nothing against that.
Okay,
I was going to do it at the event center.
But maybe we'll, now we can do it. Now we can do it while we're watching a concert.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Mayor Huther, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
See you next month.
Thank you. I look forward to it. And thanks for letting me engage the public. Appreciate it.